Also in the conversation with Joel McIver, he asked, "Major changes at hand then?" And I replied that it does feel like endgame time. And I mentioned the necessary convergence of environmental and economic crises, because the earth is the source of all wealth and its resources are finite. So the necessary convergence of environmental and economic crises, and the fact that the internet has changed the game in our favor, despite the fact that our political strategizing hasn't caught up with these changed conditions. So I think those are powerful converging factors, but there's another one I should have also mentioned, embedded in Emmanuel Wallerstein's words, the one that quote I cite so much. And I think that dynamic embedded in those words is also key to understanding this moment we are in, and, you know, offers greater evidence that we are in a terminal confrontation with power. That this other dynamic is our exhaustion, our refusal, our resistance. And this has been exponentially increased by the factor of the internet. Because until we know that the conditions we've been told by our states are inevitable, are necessary, we try to bear up that burden because we are full of heart. And we will do what we believe has to be done if that's the only way. But the internet has allowed us to see, oh no, it is not the only way. We are in fact being lied to. And these are lies that are happening in every state. So now that we have seen through these cons, we are in this deep moment of pondering. But I'm getting ahead of myself here. When I say that the quote in Wallerstein should have been unpacked in my conversation, and I think we did that once in a previous show, but I couldn't remember which show it was, or I might have just, you know, stuck that audio file in there. But what we talked about are those words, quote, "If 30% of Indians or the Chinese are middle class, a lot more money has to go into their hands. So the world level of profits declines with the growth of the middle class globally, and they consume an enormous amount of goods, food, and energy. So you see prices go way up because there are more people who can afford to buy those products." Unquote. So the reason more of the earth has to go to Chinese and Indian hands is because we the people ever fight this pushed-down state. We want more for our children than we accepted for our own lives as fate. When I was doing the reading for thinking through the analysis and waking up, one of the books I read was Studs Terkel's Working, and that was written, I believe, in 1971. And so it captures that moment in time for us. And so we see in reading this longing for freedom for oneself, to reclaim more of one's life, for more time. These issues we are all familiar with, and, you know, it hasn't changed. And what also hasn't changed is the testimony of moms and dads for wanting more for their children's lives than this. So we push hard for that. We sacrifice hard for that. And we were told, well, make sure they go to college and they'll be able to claim a bigger slice of the pie. Well, now we're realizing that's a lie. China is flooded with all of these college graduates. They don't know what to do with. The whole Arab world, likewise. We don't hear much of what's going on elsewhere, but I imagine it's a global phenomenon. You know, this glut of well-educated youth with time on their hands. That's a dangerous moment for power. And it's not just that they're well-educated in power sense. I believe they're becoming well-educated in an earth sense. They're recognizing that there is no essential difference between them and their brothers and sisters slaving away in factories or in fields. that because of the internet, we're sharing these thoughts and we're getting it that we've been intentionally divided from each other, hence the 2011 Egyptian revolution. January 25, unity across these false divisions. And so that woke up power, that and the Occupy movement, and so it's struggling to reinvigorate those falling divisions, walls between us. And that makes it much, much more critical that we speed up our own efforts, because they have more organized resources at their disposal than we do.